Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is currently 7:46, 14 before 8 o'clock, Friday morning, finally Friday, August 7th. Going to be hot and humid. And again, I said this earlier, if I had to take a deal right now where they could show me the end of hurricane season and say we had no storms, no scares, no evacuations, and but you're going to have to go with mid-90s all the way through September, I'd make that deal in a heartbeat. Mark Rosa, CEO, Jefferson Financial Credit Union. You're a local guy. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Tommy. Happy Friday. I'm doing well.
Would you make that deal or not? If I could show you the end of it?
I know. And I tell you what, something that you may know about me, but I'm a heat sissy. I need to be in, that's maybe why I go to Russia sometimes in the winter, because it's freezing cold and I love the cold. But so the 90s up till the end of September.
Boy, well, that's in exchange for no storms, well, right. No scares, no evacuations.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'd take that deal right now as well. I really would.
I'll take it.
Our WWLAMFM.com opinion poll is asking people, are you affected by the loss of expanded unemployment benefits? And the numbers have been consistent, with 80% saying no, 20% saying yes. But somebody texted in, Mark, that if the extra $600 goes through Friday, July 31st, shouldn't we get a check for that week? I personally did not receive it. Happy Friday. But I don't think they're going to get a check, are they? Because didn't it go through the 25th?
I thought so, Tommy. And I don't have that right in front of me. But I think that has come to an end. And that's why this morning's news included, you know, a lot of bickering in Congress. What else is new? But they're trying to approve another stimulus package, and they can't make up their minds. And I think it's going to include more unemployment benefits. Not to do this to you, but we had the jobs report that just came out about 10 minutes ago.
No, you're not doing anything. I was going to ask you about it.
Well, and, you know, unemployment has ratcheted down. The expectation was 10.6, and it came out at 10.2. And so that's good news, and incrementally. And what they do for our listeners, the Labor Department goes back 2 months and revises 2 months ago. So they revised some for June, and they revised for May, and those numbers actually improved. You know, so it's kind of a lag effect. So while more people are going back to work and we're coming out of this recession, but we're not coming out as quickly as many would like. I mean, we would love to wiggle our nose and all the unemployment would be gone and people would be returned to work. You know, COVID gone, but it's not, it's that more of that U-shape recovery than that V-shape, and it's just frustratingly slow. So going back to the original, I think Congress needs to come in and do something with respect to unemployment, or do something with respect to the economy, such that businesses could get back going. But Tommy, this is, we've talked about this before. It's a lot of the, you know, what people are wanting to do. So we could have a lot of stimulus. We could have a lot of actions by the government, but if people are saying, you know what, I'm just sitting home, I'm not going back to the malls, I'm not going to restaurants, I'm not getting on a plane, and for reasonable reasons, but they're overly compensating for maybe what's happening right now. And then what then that leads to, again, this morning's news included, reports about businesses just, you know, they're closing permanently. Because we've been kicking the can, hopefully it'll come back going. And, you know, K-Pauls, we've mentioned that before. I was told yesterday that Commander's Palace has yet to open. And,
really?
You know, that's a bigger company, and they could afford to do that, apparently. But they've yet to open one day since all this happened. I didn't know that. So it's, you know, in the smaller restaurant, you got a lot of the smaller businesses that might largely go unnoticed. They don't have a name like Kay Paul's that are closing permanently because we're not, you know, we're not doing what we maybe we need to do on the virus side. And then it's and the economics is catching up with us.
We're going to take a break. You know, I was passing down Louisiana Avenue yesterday, and I saw a restaurant. I'm not going to mention any names, but they had tables set up on the sidewalk. And they're trying to do everything they can to keep people employed and stay in business. And the only thing I thought of is, my Lord in heaven, it's the mid-90s. Who in the hell is going to want to sit on a sidewalk outside?
Well,
I mean, if it go ahead.
No, that's right. And consistent with what I said before, I wouldn't be sitting out 95-degree weather trying to feed myself. You got to find
a beautiful October day. Absolutely. But they're up against
Absolutely.
It. 7:51, more when we return. 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's Friday, August 7th. We're talking to Mark Rosa, the CEO of Jefferson Financial Credit Union. And Mark, I told you earlier, our WWLAMFM.com opinion poll was asking people, are you affected by the last loss of expanded unemployment benefits? We call this, and it's the numbers have been consistent, 79, 21, 79 saying no, 21 saying yes. But for somebody that finds themselves in dire straits, like, for example, a person that texted in and thought they were getting and I'm not laughing at it, but thought they were getting a check this week, and they're not. Do you have any advice to give them? I don't really know what to say other than to go maybe look for a job. Would that be it, even though that sounds harsh?
Well, it is harsh, but that's the reality of it. And I think the unemployment benefits were the traditional solution for somebody that was displaced out of their work. And places are hiring, and I see, you know, help wanted signs, and it might not be something that's glamorous, or it might not be something that the person's skill sets are really matched for. But the last recession produced a lot of that. It produced a lot of what was called the underemployed, people that had, let's say, a professional skill set that was working in a non-professional job. So they were underemployed. They were working 40 hours. They were getting a check. They might have accrued some benefits, but they weren't really functioning at their capacity. And that's what recessions produce, Tommy. And the other thing I remember us talking about, you know, 401ks, and I saw a news clip this morning about some companies that are suspending, and they want to do it temporarily. They suspend the 401k matches because some of the companies can't afford to match like they traditionally did. And that happened during the last recession. And we saw the companies returning to start matching their employees' contribution. So on the working side, we need to pay attention to that. If the company sends out a little note to say, well, you know, times are tough and we're not matching any longer, I wouldn't suspend your own contributions to your 401k. I would keep that going to the extent you can afford it. But it's just something to watch for, that the companies, they don't have to do it, so they could suspend that to save money. So that's another recession kind of element that we'll see during times like this.
Let me clean this up, Mark, because I spend more time cleaning things up than a janitor at a glitter factory. You know that. Somebody texted in, Commanders is planning to go experiences, is doing to dining to go, I guess, maybe experiences, and is on Uber Eats and other food delivery apps. So maybe they are. I don't know. And then somebody else texted in. Go ahead, finish.
No. What I was told yesterday was they're not opening. I guess traditionally opening, you could go in and sit down. That's what I was told. I don't know what
the dining rooms, you mean.
Came from a good source, but that's right.
Gotcha.
Or they, you know, delivering and those types of things. Go ahead.
Two things. Somebody texted in to be clear. They'll get a check, just not the check with the additional stimulus money in it. Thank you, Troy, for that clarification, because that's true. You just won't get the big check. And then somebody texted in. Right, and I think this is interesting. They said, look for a job, harsh. Yeah, right, and I guess maybe that is a sign of a time. It's a sign of the times. I can't believe I would ever say, if you're unemployed, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but go look for a job. But, I mean, that's pretty much it, right?
Well,
that's the way America works?
Well, there are openings, and it might take 20% more effort to find what a couple of years ago when the economy was doing better. I mean, it seemed like things were certainly more robust, but that's a solution right now. And before we split, Tommy, 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell for the eighth time this year. It set new record lows. So that continues to go down. Something we could pick up Monday and talk a little bit more
we'll
about.
Do it.
But that continues to be good news.
We'll do it with Mark Rose on Monday. Back in a flash here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.